Hello friends, this is Dennis Wing from Guitar Lessons Ithaca, and today we're going to talk about how to play in odd time signatures. Notice I didn't say understanding odd time signatures or how to follow them or how to count them. I said how to play them. So my goal for you is to have you playing by the end of this 1 hour session or however long it is in some ridiculous, what you might think is ridiculously long odd time signature, like 23 beats in a bar, for example. All right, so that's a pretty tall claim. We'll see if I can live up to it. Now, I'm not claiming to be an expert in the area of odd time signatures. I've only been doing it fairly seriously for about 2 years. And so I'm doing it in part selfishly because, you know, if you really want to learn something, teach it. So, but I also want to save you guys time because I want to boil that 2 years worth of processing down to 1 hour. So that's my value proposition to you guys, is that you can have a very doable system, because there's lots of great resources. This isn't an extensive treatise on odd time signatures. It's just a presentation on a simple method whereby you can navigate what otherwise could be very complex. Because I've been reading and watching lots of sources, and a lot of it I understand, but then I always come back to the same question, which is, well, okay, but how am I going to use this? And it's almost like learning a foreign language. In fact, hate to break it to you, but we are going to learn a little bit of Konakal, which is the South Indian language of rhythm. And so bear with me. I promise it'll be worth it for you. You do have to say some funny sounding syllables in the beginning, but it'll be well worth it for you. Those of you who are already familiar with the basic syllables of Konakal can probably skip the rest of this file right here and go to the next file. But the rest of you are not going to want to skip this part because it's essential to building everything else. And by the way, if you are experienced in the art of playing odd time signatures, feel free to give me feedback on this and tell me if there's anything that I left out or that I could think about differently or whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, this is as easy as a system as I can possibly make it for you guys. And so we're going to get started. You have to learn the basic syllables for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And what I mean by that is 2 is simply taka. So you have 1, 2, 1, 2, taka, taka, taka. So just say it with me, because this is the thing about Konakal. Even though the word translates to calculate, you can't think about rhythms. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it till the day I die. There's only 12 notes. You can easily think about those 12 notes. You can learn music theory, which is based on the 12 equal tempered system that we have. But rhythms, there are millions and millions of them. And you can't get your head around them by thinking them. You have to feel them. And so by saying the syllables and actually saying them out loud with me, you get you hear it in your body, and that's the only way to really kind of get a rhythm. You can't look at it on a page. And by the way, I won't be talking in Western notation language. Like, I won't say, dotted quarter note or whatever that stuff. And even though I know how to read music, first of all, for those of you who don't know how to read music, you would be left in the dust for that. But even though I do know how to read music, it's still too much math for me. It's much easier to just hear the rhythm, feel it, sing it, or at least say it and internalize it. All right, so here we go.